the Kentucky Derby's in
Louisville.
And if I ask you how far it was from here to Van Buren, you'd say.
Not far, or a couple of miles?
Yeah.
A couple of miles.
If you gave me a number, if you estimated any number, just say,
7 miles.
Okay. And if you needed help in something, and a person that you knew was just sort of sitting around instead of helping you afterwards, you might ask, well, why don't you just sit around never mind. I can't even tell this is not getting us anywhere. Now, tell me some of the names of church denominations around here. You said you were Catholic. Some of the others, some of the Protestant ones that are big around here.
Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Jehovah's Witnesses. Church of God, Assembly of God.
Now, if you're talking in church, you said that if you're talking about the message that's delivered, you call that message a
sermon.
And the piano and the organ furnish
music.
And there's a psalm that has a lyric, oh what a
beautiful morning,
and the enemy, the opposite of God, is called
the devil.
And what is it people think they see at night to frighten them in a
ghost?
Mm-hmm. And if there's a house like a kind of off on a deserted road, you call that house a
haunted house.
And if somebody want you to go someplace with me, you don't particularly want to go, you might say, now, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
And if you saw somebody that you really liked and hadn't seen in a long time, you'd say, oh, I'm just
sure it's good to see you again.
Yeah. And if someone came to see you and you had enjoyed the visit, you might say, well,
happy to see you. Mm-hmm. And good to see you. Nice mm-hmm. to see you again.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted them to come back, you might say,
come back. Mm-hmm. Y'all come back. Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
You come back sounded funny to me.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be natural. What do you say when you meet somebody around Christmas, when you greet someone around Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And how about on New Year?
Happy New Year.
And if another way of saying, showing appreciation besides thank you might be to say I'm much obliged.
Oh, much obliged. Okay. All right. I was trying to say appreciative or grateful, and that's I'm much appreciative.
If you bought something and the storekeeper didn't have a bag to put it in, you might have to take some paper and
wrap it.
And then when you got home, you'd have to
unwrap it.
And if it had been raining a lot and somebody's crops just got totally washed out, you'd say the crops were a total
loss.
And if there was something that you really admired but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but that thing just
too expensive. Can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about the thing itself, you'd say that it costs.
It just costs too much.
Yeah, yeah. And you might say on the first of the month, a bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.